It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour, Utah is going to stay a winter wonderland for at least another day. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has the latest on the storm.
During that time, the snow will pile up to 4 feet in the Cottonwood Canyons and a foot and a half on the Wasatch Front. Even Southwest Utah gets to join in on the fun with a 3 to 6 inch dusting. Mike Seaman from the National Weather Service says this snow will stay wet through tonight, but lose its moisture and become powder Tuesday through Wednesday.
And it will feel more like spring next weekend when temperatures climb back into the 50s, and then we'll have to worry about snowmelt. At least 26 flights out of Salt Lake City Airport have been delayed today. A spokesperson with the airport says it's likely because of de-icing. The mayor of Sandy says the city can't keep up with all the snow. Monica Zoltansky tells Dave and Dujanovic the plows are struggling to keep up not only with the snow, but with the snow budget as well.
We are $250,000 over our salt budget in Sandy, $60,000 just in overtime for our plow drivers.
Zoltansky says that doesn't take into account fuel costs, replacing plow blades, etc. So now the city is only working on essentials and deferring buying want list items. Little Cottonwood Canyon may not be open today at all. UDOT tweeted the weather conditions mean it's unlikely the canyon from the mouth to Snowbird will open, and there's no known estimate of when it could open. Officials are also reminding people not to block the neighborhood access if you choose to wait for not probable entry into that canyon. After this week's storm moves through, Utah will actually warm up. National Weather Service meteorologist Hayden Mahan says that we could be 5 to 10 degrees above normal for the next 10 days, which brings the risk of flooding.
If the duration is short enough and we turn back into a cold period, then maybe we won't have to deal with that threat for too long.
Mahan says how fast the snow melts depends on how much we warm up and how much above average the temperatures are and how long it lasts. As a new megastorm fires up on the West Coast, people in nearly a dozen states are picking up from a weekend of violent weather. People in Arkansas were especially hard hit.
Sitting in his company van, pest control specialist Cody Coombs of Little Rock knew he was in trouble. When the trees started flying.
Once I saw the winds pick up the way they did, 100% did think I was going to die.
He made it through unhurt despite the heavy damage to his van. Across Arkansas and 10 other states, at least 32 people were killed. Dozens were hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KSL's top national stories. Former President Trump is leaving Florida for New York this afternoon. He's expected to be booked and arraigned on charges related to hush money payments during his 2016 campaign. Former president says he will arrive in Manhattan in the afternoon and go to Trump Tower before turning himself into authorities tomorrow. New York City is tightening security ahead of the former president's court appearance.
Rolling street closures, barricades, and a blanket recommendation from Mayor Eric Adams.
If you usually drive, we'll stay and take public transportation.
All ahead of former President Trump's court appearance. Trump Tower in Midtown and the courthouse in Lower Manhattan both facing lockdowns. Protesters being told to watch their behavior or be subject to arrest.
Violence and destruction are not part of legitimate lawful expression, and it will never be tolerated in our city.
Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell saying there are no specific threats to the city for now, and the goal is to have minimal disruption to city life. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Finland's prime minister has been ousted in a parliamentary election.
Finland's main conservative party claiming victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Prime Minister Sanna Marin's Social Democratic Party coming in third place, dashing her hopes for re-election. Marin is 37. She is one of Europe's youngest leaders and has been widely praised for her response to the war in Ukraine, with Finland successfully applying to join NATO. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
And many Utahns are still trying to find the sunshine this spring.
Not everyone is excited about all of this snow, as many people look to warmer areas of the state to get out.
That is absolutely giving us all not just the itch to get up there and hit the slope, but but also for a little bit of sunshine.
Anna Lockridge with the Utah Office of Tourism says this time of year, parks will see an uptick in attendance. And according to data from Utah State Parks, southern and southeastern Utah parks are seeing the biggest attendance increase in recent years.
Traditionally, around spring break time, we will see a little bit of an uptick in travel, and that is really because the sun is shining in southern Utah.
Not a surprise with St. George looking at the 60s today while we fill our shoes with slush. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. How do the roads look in this slush, Ricky?
They're kind of sloppy. We don't have a lot of road snow accumulation, but a lot of wet road conditions and just kind of boggy. You know, they're just not clear. So even though there's no snow, we are looking at a good drive. We do have one accident. It's in Box Elder County, southbound I-15. Near Perry, it's prior to Willard Bay, and it's blocking a right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Winter's not done yet.
Winter storm warnings in effect through Tuesday afternoon.
During snow and cold, this radio station is your fastest source for changing conditions. Listen first thing to KSL News Radio, Utah's severe weather station.
This month, treat your special someone to a night out on the town with the Utah Symphony. Join our world-class musicians as they perform everything from classical music and pops to films and family concerts. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org. Coming up at the Symphony, discover groundbreaking African-American composer Florence Price's exquisite and romantic piano concerto and how Shostakovich broke barriers with his Symphony No. 10. April 7th and 8th at Maurice Abravanel Hall. Then on April 21st and 22nd, Terry Fisher leads a program inspired by the striking Nordic landscape and the passions of its people, featuring Sibelius's Finlandia and Symphony No. 5. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Winter storm will stick around for at least one more day. We could see as much as 4 feet in the Cottonwood Canyons and a foot and a half here along the Wasatch Front. KSL News Time, 12:07. Pope Francis has been discharged from a Rome hospital after getting treated for bronchitis.
As he left the hospital, he was greeted with a wave of camera clicks. As journalists asked how he was feeling, "I'm still alive," he quipped. The 86-year-old pontiff was hospitalized at Gemelli Polyclinic after he experienced breathing difficulties following his weekly public audience in St. Peter's Square. It was confirmed that he received antibiotics administered intravenously during his stay. When asked by reporters what was wrong, Francis replied, "Ask the doctors, I don't understand." The Vatican also released his upcoming Holy Week schedule in a sign that his health has improved. He will attend a Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and an outdoor Easter Mass on April the 9th. I'm Karen Shamas.
A field of 64 men's basketball teams have come down to only two.
The San Diego State University Aztecs and the Huskies of the University of Connecticut tip off this evening at NRG Stadium, whose football field has been replaced by the hardwood of an NCAA basketball court. Number 4 seed UConn is considered the team to beat, making its 6th appearance in the Final Four. But the Aztecs, who have never been on this stage, pulled off some major upsets during March Madness to advance to the championship. Jim Ryan, ABC Sports, Houston.
Utah Jazz have a guaranteed losing season this year for the first time in 7 years. KSL Sports reports the Jazz had a nearly 23-point lead over the Brooklyn Nets during yesterday's game, but ultimately they lost to the Nets by a point. Today marks a big anniversary of the cell phone.
50 years ago today in New York City, Motorola engineer Martin Cooper made the first cell phone call. With bystanders and reporters looking on, Cooper wielded the 10-inch long, 2.5-pound device, dialing up a competitor who worked at AT&T's Bell Labs. Cooper says he got the idea after discussing how to improve the car phones that police departments used at the time. He also drew inspiration from the communicators on the original Star Trek.
Beam me up, Mr. Spock.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
And thank goodness that he did. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We begin with an accident northbound I-215's West Belt, right about the North Temple area. But out of traffic over on the shoulder, also a crash still being cleared in Box Elder County, southbound I-15 in the Perry area prior to Willard Bay. That one's blocking a right lane of traffic. A surface street crash, 1300 east, about 2300 south. And then restrictions for Big Cottonwood Canyon, but Little Cottonwood Canyon closed. Rekindle your adventure in a place everyone will enjoy. Cedar City, Bryan Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we've got off and on snow today, high of 39. We'll go to 28 overnight with snow filling right back in. Tomorrow morning's commute could be treacherous again, high of 37 tomorrow with snow showers lingering. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies and it's chilly, 37 degrees. Still to come on Utah's new news. Some cities say their budget just can't keep up with all this snow. We'll go in depth up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all day companion for news.
Lowe's knows how to get your lawn ready for spring. And right now, you can take up to $10 off select Scott's fertilizers. Plus, you can save $50 on a Craftsman 20-volt 13-inch string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now just $99. Get set for spring. Visit us in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 323 through 45. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
When you hire your local CertaPro painters, you get
the power of a cut above.
Decades of expertise to transform your home from so-so to virtuoso.
The power of neighborhood painters.
We live where you live and probably like the same pizza place you do.
Put the power of pro
to work for you today. Get your project started at CertaPro.com.
Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
some Utah lawmakers are speaking out about spreading peace, not contention, and thinking twice before they hit send on social media after talks from General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, looks like more wet weather is ahead. We have had a few flights that have been delayed at the Salt Lake International Airport. You want to check that out before you head out to the airport. And third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
It's coming down again and causing reduced visibility along I-15 in parts of Box Elder County, where we have an accident near Perry on the right and a crash northbound I-215's west belt. The car went off the road over to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Light to moderate snow today with more snow tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 37 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump's private jet is in the air en route to New York City, where an indictment awaits him tomorrow. That indictment sealed, but the grand jury is looking into hush payments to a former adult film actress. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Curl.
This is the first of several criminal investigations that Donald Trump faces. It's not inconceivable that there could be multiple more indictments before we get to Memorial Day.
And indeed, the Washington Post is reporting on new evidence of possible obstruction in the classified documents case. It reports that sources say Trump looked through boxes of government records after he was subpoenaed to return them, and investigators suspect classified documents were then moved to a storage facility. Overseas, reaction to tomorrow's Trump indictment.
In Russia, pro-Kremlin outlets have been using the news of the indictment to paint former President Trump as a victim of a witch hunt, and that he's the target of political persecution. In China, most officials there have yet to comment, but have used this time to denounce U.S.-style democracy, calling the governance of the United States rotten. And in Iran, some state news agencies are using a computer-generated image of Trump fighting police during a fake arrest to deliver the news of his indictment. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Tomorrow, Finland expected to join NATO. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Sweden could be admitted soon. And Ukraine?
The first step towards any membership of Ukraine into NATO is to ensure that Ukraine prevails. And that's also the reason why NATO allies and partners have provided unprecedented support for Ukraine.
The Russian State Duma today saying it will arrest anyone who agrees with the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Putin, accusing him of war crimes. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's snow-packed winter is taking its toll on snowplow drivers as well as salt for the roads. Sandy Mayor Monica Zoltansky told Dave and Dujanovic the city has exceeded its budget by nearly 75%, and crews are doing double duty now on snow removal as well as preparing for flooding.
Are you allowed to have some sort of or create a slush fund for these anomalous
these
years.
Slushy roads.
Yeah.
These slushy roads. Well, interestingly, there's just been a change as a recent Supreme Court decision in Utah that allows cities to create a transportation fund. But Sandy has not done that yet. But I think cities are looking at that because when you have high impact years like this, you can't just draw down your general fund because other projects will have an impact, whether that's putting a hiring freeze or staffing. You've got to pull the money from somewhere. So we do not have that. This our road maintenance comes out of our city's general fund. While our plows are driving, we've got 17 plows out on the streets right now. They are normally this time of year doing our curbside bulk waste pickup, and in fact that started. So they're doing both big projects simultaneously. Our drivers are not getting any sleep in Sandy.
Zoltansky says that normally this time of year, crews are working on ball fields and in parks. She says there is no budget for hiring more workers to help with some of those duties. It's a challenge that Sandy, along with many other communities, are fighting to meet. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's get an update now with Ricky Meese.
The crash is still being cleared in Box Elder County, southbound I-15 near Perry. It's prior to Wheeler Bay. It's to the right. But we've got a lot of reduced visibility in that area due to the weather. Then a little closer to home, this car went off the road northbound I-215's West Belt near the North Temple I-80 Junction area. It is out of traffic on the right, so it's not going to cause any problems. Also watch for a crash 1300 East near 2300 South. UDOT construction alert. I-15 will be down to one lane in both directions each night, Monday through Friday, between Farmington and Centerville for bridge construction. Use Legacy Parkway as an alternate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. How about 39 today with snow likely? 37 tomorrow, another round of snow. Snow showers linger into Wednesday morning, maybe even into the lunch hour that day. High of 38. Here comes the warming trend. Thursday, 44, sunny skies, partly cloudy for your Friday, 50. We jump to 55 on Saturday. How about Sunday, Easter Sunday, folks? Sunny skies, high of 60 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
We're definitely looking forward to that. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, light snow, 36 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets this hour. Looks like the Dow is up by more than 200 points, but the NASDAQ is down by 100 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. This can help bring back spontaneity into your relationship that can help increase connection. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and you'll not only get the assessment and blood flow ultrasound free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
You may hear the word estate and think of mansions and sprawling grounds, but you don't have to be rich to have an estate. If you own a home these days, there's something important that you should know. You probably meet Utah's threshold for probate. Yes, probate. And probate? Well, it's a lawsuit. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and the reality is that estate planning isn't just for the ultra-wealthy. It's for you. Sure, you might have a will, and that's an excellent first step. But even with a will, probate is required in Utah if you leave behind more than $100,000 in assets or real estate. That means a will can express your wishes, but your family can still wind up in probate court. Protect your loved ones from probate with a trust. Call Trajan Wealth today. With two convenient locations in Draper and Farmington, call us today at 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Legal services are offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Financial advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at AnyHourServices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1224. Thieves and criminals stole their way to the top spots at the box office this weekend. Kevin Carr has more.
Paramount rolled the dice on a new Dungeons & Dragons film, and it slayed the competition.
We didn't mean to unleash the greatest evil the world has ever known. But we're going to fix it.
Based on the popular role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves, stole $38.5 million over the weekend. Last week's champ, John Wick Chapter 4, eased to $28 million, which is a strong hold for a fourth film in a franchise.
Last words, Winston. Just have fun out there.
With $245 million at the global box office, this chapter has a shot at being the biggest moneymaker of the series.
And so it begins.
Scream 3 landed in third place this weekend, raking in $5.3 million. KSL News Time 1225. Watching Utah's money, residents and visitors in Paris will no longer be able to get around the city on electric scooters. Voters chose to ban scooter rental services from its streets. The U.S.-based company Lime has until September 1st to get rid of their fleet of 15,000 e-scooters. KSL Drives, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says this is the worst time in 35 years to try to buy a new or used car. Their data shows the price for many used cars are higher than when they were purchased brand new a couple of years ago, and dealers aren't giving as many discounts on new cars as they used to. New data finds Americans are $1.7 trillion in debt just with student loans, and nearly two-thirds of that money is held by women. The American Association of University of Women say women owe $2,700 more than their male peers, and it takes 2 years longer to pay off the debt due to the wage gap. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 268 points, nearly a full percent. It sits at 33,543. S&P 500 is pretty flat today, but the NASDAQ is down by 112 points, and that's nearly a full percent. Community colleges are in trouble. Officials say enrollment is down 37% since 2010, and almost half of all students drop out within a year. Only slightly more than 40% of people finish within 6 years. Experts say that has implications for the national economy, which relies on community colleges to fill many of the jobs that have shortages. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
The month of April means changing weather, plus political conventions, and the last few weeks of school. For everything that touches this community, rely on KSL News Radio. Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon round up all the stories important to you mornings from 5 to 9. Lean Into Talk with David Dejanovic at 9 and Boyd Matheson at 1. And Drive Home with Jeff Kaplan and his trademark Minute of News from 3 to 7. Your spring connection to community. KSL News Radio.
Did you know Shields does golf fittings year-round by our golf experts? Whether you're looking to improve your distance, accuracy, or just wanting a confidence boost, your local Shields has a fitting bay with experts ready to get you custom fit in the latest and greatest products from all the top vendors. Plus, Titleist and Callaway's new lines of 2023 clubs are here. Call your local store or stop in to speak with a golf expert today. Make this season your best by getting your own custom fitting at Shields.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-349-8877. That's 800-349-8877.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security.
I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. The storm, are we seeing some more snow out there, Ricky?
I'm not sure if it's snow, but it's definitely something, some kind of precipitation. The cameras don't always give a clear shot of what's happening, but right now I'm looking at Box Elder County. It's reduced visibility, and it looks like it's wet, so maybe a rain-snow mix that's coming down along I-15. And it's where we have an accident on the southbound side prior to Willard Bay in the Perry area. Look for that crash to the right. Also an accident on I-215's west belt going northbound at the North Temple area. This vehicle went completely off the roadway. The cleanup of a crash at 13th East near 2300 South. Big Cottonwood Canyon, restrictions in place. Little Cottonwood Canyon closed for avalanche work. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, look, for a high of only 39 degrees. That's at least 20 below the normal. Snow showers likely. 28 overnight with snow falling. We continue to see the snow into tomorrow, high of 37. 38 on Wednesday, snow showers, especially in the morning. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 36 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Jury selection is underway for the next few days in Idaho in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the latest.
The potential jurors have already passed the first hurdle. They had to fill out a questionnaire last week, and they had to agree not to look up any info about the case over the weekend. This is especially important, according to KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis, because if anything goes wrong at this stage, it could create an opening for a mistrial.
12 jurors will be chosen this week, along with 6 alternates. Parents from all walks of life are accused of murdering children nearly every day. So why has this case captured worldwide attention? KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell spoke with an expert.
Greg Rogers is a retired special agent from the FBI who worked on numerous violent crimes across the U.S. Now he teaches criminal profiling at the Utah Valley University. And he says this case has everything.
You know, it's got the apocalyptic angle where Daybell was teaching all of his followers. If you've got a woman who's got a very interesting past, I mean, this is like a movie plot that no one would believe.
Hugo Ricard Bell, KSL News Radio.
It's still unclear if Vallow Daybell's child, Tylee, and JJ's grandparents can attend the trial. Kay and Larry Woodcock say they hired a lawyer to urge the judge in this case to let them sit in the courtroom, arguing that they count as victims. Prosecutors say they don't. Kay and Larry tell KSL-TV they are already frustrated by the Judge Boyce's decision to remove the death penalty from the table.
The judge is, we felt, with his death penalty dismissal, was a slap in the kid's face and a slap in Tammy's face.
The Woodcocks say they have waited to take the stand for 4 years. KSL's top national stories. Former President Trump is on his way to New York City today to face charges related to hush money payment to an adult film star, Stormy Daniels. The former president will be arraigned tomorrow, then is planning to fly back to Florida on the same day to give a speech. New York officials say that there could be demonstrations outside the courthouse, and Mayor Eric Adams says law enforcement is prepared.
There has been no specific credible threats to our city at this time. And all New Yorkers should go on with their regular activities.
The details of the charges are still sealed, but ABC has learned that there could be roughly 24 misdemeanor and felony charges. America's adversaries are reacting to the news of former President Trump's grand jury indictment.
In Russia, pro-Kremlin outlets have been using the news of the indictment to paint former President Trump as a victim of a witch hunt, and that he's the target of political persecution. In China, most officials there have yet to comment, but have used this time to denounce U.S.-style democracy, calling the governance of the United States rotten. And in Iran, some state news agencies are using a computer-generated image of Trump fighting police during a fake arrest to deliver the news of his indictment. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
A first-grade Virginia teacher who was shot and seriously wounded by her six-year-old student has filed a lawsuit seeking $40 million in damages from Newport News school officials. The lawsuit filed today accuses school administrators of gross negligence for allegedly ignoring multiple warnings on the day of the shooting that the boy had a gun and was in a violent mood. Abby Zwerner, a 25-year-old teacher at Rich Neck Elementary School, was shot in the hand and chest at the beginning of the school year. Now, she spent nearly 2 weeks in the hospital and has had 4 surgeries since the shooting. An explosion at a St. Petersburg cafe killed a well-known Russian military blogger and injured dozens more. Now an investigation is underway into who could be responsible.
Russian authorities saying they've arrested a suspect in the bombing of a cafe in St. Petersburg that killed a prominent pro-Russian blogger. Russia's investigative committee saying a woman suspected of delivering the bomb to the blogger was taken into custody on Monday. The bombing wounded more than 30 people. State media reports the woman gave the blogger a bomb hidden inside a small statue. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The weather is a wet blanket this morning and will stay this way for a couple of days. Mike Seaman from the National Weather Service says northern Utah will get hit the hardest.
We're looking for 2 to 3 feet across much of the higher terrain in northern Utah, perhaps up to 4 feet in the upper Cottonwoods. And even the bench locations for Salt Lake, Davis, Weber, and Utah counties could be looking at 12 to 18 inches by the time things wind down.
He says all this snow will stay wet through tonight, but good news for drivers and skiers, the snow will dry out tomorrow through Tuesday and become a finer powder. There's a new flood warning for anyone headed up Ogden Canyon anytime soon. City officials are concerned about how much water is flowing below Pineview Reservoir. Now, the area has flooded before. The city will have sandbags available for people living in the canyon starting on Wednesday. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
KSL traffic trooper Stephanie gave us a heads up that traffic was really starting to slow down northbound I-15, approaching 7200 south. Looking through the cameras, whatever was causing that slowdown is gone. It's moving really well again. We still have the cleanup of a crash and a lot of precipitation in the area of Box Elder County. The accident is southbound I-15 south of Perry, near Perry, before you get to Willard Bay, and it's to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Local VA employees are protesting. We will likely have a more mild June in your home. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Hi, Doug Wright, and it's always easy for me to talk about the Kinetico soft water system. When friends ask me about it, sometimes people just stop me in the grocery store and they say, okay, really, now what's the deal with Kinetico? I go, we've had it in 2 different homes now. We absolutely love the Kinetico soft water system, and it truly is 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. And here's the best way to really explain what a difference that makes. When I put one bag of salt in our system, a neighbor who has a differing system will put in three. It's that dramatic, and it's totally non-electric. I mean, we just went through the time changes and everything. How many things did you have to adjust and turn it back or forward, whatever the deal might be? You never have to worry about that with Kinetico. It's totally mechanical. This really is the time to call my friends at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, jury selection is underway, and the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell will continue to keep you up to date on that story. KSL News Time, 1238. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are being encouraged to be careful with their thoughts, words, and actions to promote the peace of the Lord. Elder Ulysses S. Suarez of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles says saints can't afford to allow the tricks of the evil one in their hearts.
We cannot carry such a corrosive burden that destroys feelings, relationships, and even lives. The gospel represents good tidings of great joy.
Now some of Utah's lawmakers are thinking twice before hitting send on social media following the message from General Conference.
Senator Dan McKay is the author of arguably some of Utah's more controversial legislation, abortion laws, some restrictions on transgender youth.
I know that I'm going to be working on ending more of my posts with invitations for questions and learning than I am planning to end it with exclamation marks or period.
He and a handful of other Utah lawmakers publicly vowing to do better at disagreeing on social media.
Contention never leads to inspired solutions.
Elder Suarez and the prophet both made comments about how politicians who engage to divide. And I think that intent, it really does matter.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
We still have the cleanup of the crash in Box Elder County, southbound I-15 near Perry. It's before Willard Bay, and you'll see all of the vehicles blocking a right lane of traffic. Then in the Salt Lake County area, an accident. This was a slide-off. This is going from northbound I-215's west belt near the I-80 junction about the North Temple area. Again, that vehicle is completely off the road. Actual freeway traffic moving along pretty well right now in Salt Lake County. Restrictions remain in place for Big Cottonwood Canyon. Little Cottonwood Canyon is closed at this time. Canyon View Medical, from family medicine to urgent care to women's care, sports medicine, and pediatrics. Canyon View Medical provides comprehensive care close to home. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're running at least 20 degrees below the normal with a high of 39 today. Look for off and on snow. Overnight lows in the upper 20s, snow filling back in for the Wasatch Front. Look for accumulating snow during the commute tomorrow, high of 37 by tomorrow afternoon. Snow likely. 38 for your Wednesday with snow showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's new news. If you're planning on going out of the country in the next few months, you'll want to make sure that your passport hasn't expired. We're going to go in depth on that subject coming up next, right here on KSL News Radio.
They say good things come to those who wait, but we both know the truth. If you want the good things in life, you've got to go out and get them. So if you've been dreaming of a Cadillac, don't wait. Head to Jerry Seiner Cadillac and get one for yourself. With their award-winning XT 4, 5, and 6 models available on-site and the area's top selection of certified pre-owned Cadillacs, there's no need to wait to drive in luxury. Stop dreaming. Start driving. Visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
How's the water where you live? Depending on where you live in Utah, the water coming out of your tap might be really hard and not taste very good. It might be leaving spots on your glasses and shower and leaving your skin dry.
We want you to know our friends at Superior Water and Air have solutions for your home and your business, by the way. They have the best, most efficient water softeners in Utah, but not only that, they also have water purifiers that will give your family crystal clear drinking water.
And if you're still using those big unsanitary water bottles in your office, let Superior hook you you up to a more convenient, trusted water system.
When you think of Superior Water and Air, think of solutions for everything in your home, from plumbing to water heaters to furnaces and air conditioning, and of course, those great home standby generators.
To keeping the air in your home as healthy as possible, especially during these inversions. I had Superior install two things in my home that have helped us so much. We have an air purifier and a humidifier hooked right up to our furnace.
Call Superior today, 974-9090, or go to SuperiorWaterAndAir.com.
You want to buy a home, but you're being told that you have too much debt to get a mortgage.
No way! I make over $100,000 a year.
Sorry, your debt-to-income ratio is too high.
And for most lenders, that is the end.
Bye-bye.
Of your relationship. But at Loans by Rick, it's the beginning of your relationship. Rick will give you steps that will get you approved. It'll take some time, work, and experience, but Rick is willing to help you do the work so you and your family can be in a home. So don't be discouraged if that one lender slams the door on home ownership. Often, it takes a real problem solver like Rick to get your debt-to-income ratio low enough to get approved. This is where Rick at Loans by Rick outshines banks, credit unions, and many other lenders.
So where else you gonna go?
Go to Loans by Rick and his expert team with 60 years of combined experience. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. That's loansbyrick.com or 801-809-SAVE.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
So, you want to be a hero. Here are some ways to get the job. Hunt down that killer shark. Or run into a burning house to save a kitten. Luckily, there's an easier way to become a hero. Call 911 if you see someone experiencing the symptoms of stroke, sudden weakness on one side, or trouble speaking, walking, or seeing. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. You'll be a real hero. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Everyone, including city governments, are weary of the snow. The Sandy City mayor says they've more than tripled their costs they budgeted for snow removal this year, and now they're dipping into summer road repair funds. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, people are trying to find where the sunshine is in Utah this year as the snow just keeps falling. According to state parks data, parks in southern and southeastern Utah are seeing the highest attendance jumps in recent years. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
The crash we had northbound I-215's west belt at North Temple is being towed away as we speak, so there is a little bit of backup from that, but that's going to be clear any moment now. I-15, no delays, but we have the final cleanup of a crash on southbound I-15 in Perry prior to Willard Bay. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow chances up today, tomorrow, and the next. I'm Matt Johnson.
36 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
As former President Trump travels to New York, where tomorrow is expected at the criminal courts building for an indictment, arraignment, I should say, police there are preparing for possible demonstrations. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
There are no specific threats, nothing credible to suggest anything is going to happen. And while we know that somebody like a Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has tried to organize a protest around here for tomorrow, we haven't gotten word that anything large scale is actually going to occur.
Trump's lawyer is telling the New York court they oppose cameras in the courtroom during tomorrow's arraignment. 32 people killed in nearly 60 tornadoes that swept across the South and Midwest over the weekend. Despite its being April, there's a blizzard warning in parts of Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Minnesota. And NASA today announcing the four astronauts who will ride a spacecraft that will make a trip around the moon next year. A woman and a person of color for the first time are among the four. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. If you're planning to travel internationally in the next 4 months, it may be too late to get your passport renewed. ABC's Trevor Ault explains even an expedited passport request is taking 2 months to receive.
This morning, millions of Americans hoping to travel abroad are instead stuck in limbo in a massive mounting backlog of passport applications.
I'm trying to contact everyone that I can to see if I can get an update with this passport, but as of now, there hasn't been much change.
Oscar Martinez applied to renew his 6-year-old son's passport in early February for a trip to visit family in Nicaragua that were supposed to take off on Sunday. But even after paying a fee to expedite the process a few weeks ago, he says he received no updates.
I'm just checking the website every day, and then I'm just hoping that it gets approved within the next 2 days, and hopefully we can have this passport in hand.
That passport did not arrive on time, and Oscar had to cancel their trip. The State Department says the number of passport applications has exploded. In 2022, a record 22 million passports were processed, and they're on pace to break that record again in 2023. And that demand means extended wait times. And new applications will now take 10 to 13 weeks to get their passport processed. You can opt to expedite your application for $60. That drops the estimated wait time down to 7 to 9 weeks. But experts say it's worth it.
If you need your passport sooner than you had anticipated and you didn't apply for that expedited service, you can actually retroactively call the agency and see if you can get it expedited.
So if you want that summer getaway abroad and you need your passport renewed, you need to get on it now. Even with the expedited fee, you may not have your updated passport by the beginning of June.
If you are thinking of traveling this year, I will say get it done now. Pay for expedite, pay for the 1 to 2 day shipping, and pray that it comes like in the next 2-3 months.
Many countries also require your passport to be valid up to 6 months after your trip. So experts say you may need to treat your passport like it's expired 6 months before it actually does.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.